Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello, what can I help you with?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Hurry up.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you is, what is your year of birth?
1956.
Perfect, ma'am. What would be the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Great, ma'am. Would you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
Caucasian.
All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Are you registered to vote or you're not registered, ma'am?
I am registered.
All right. When thinking about the direction which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're dissatisfied or satisfied?
Unsatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Not any. Very unsatisfied.
Oh, very dissatisfied. I'm sorry, ma'am. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood, ma'am? Would you say it's poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Below is a list of issues, ma'am. I just want you to tell me two or three issues that you would say are most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia. For example, I have jobs in the economy, public school funding, city services like trash pickup, homelessness.
Okay.
Corruption.
I got crime.
Okay.
Is number one in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the economy.
Economy, no problem. All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know as well, I want to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. For example, the Philadelphia Police Department from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
10.
Okay. A Philadelphia City Council from a 0 to a 10?
2.
2, okay. And the District Attorney Larry Krasner from a 0 to a 10?
Negative 0. Negative 10.
I understand. Council Member Kenyatta Johnson from a 0 to a 10?
I don't know them.
Okay. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel from a 0 to a 10?
I really don't know them.
Okay. Governor
Josh.
No problem, ma'am. Governor Josh Shapiro from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And the Philadelphia Department of Streets from a 0 to a 10?
They do pretty good in my neighborhood. I'll give them a 6.
Okay. What about your local police officers from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And SEPTA from a 0 to a 10?
I do not use SEPTA at all, so I can't judge that.
Mayor Sherelle Parker from a 0 to a 10?
I haven't seen her.
Too soon to tell.
Yeah, too soon to tell.
Oh, okay. All right. Generally speaking, ma'am, would you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Do you approve or disapprove?
I haven't seen enough of her yet.
Oh, well, you can as well say, ma'am, somewhat approve, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to judge her without knowing more about her.
All right. Would you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree, ma'am?
Strongly disagree.
All right. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am. Well, right now, I'm just going to mention a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means you're highly satisfied. 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied with the issue on your neighborhood. All right. So, for example, the availability of good-paying jobs, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10.
Again, I am retired and I was self-employed before, so I I'm not in that market, so I can't judge that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you can as well say neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. That's not a problem. What about access to public transportation from a 0 to a 10, ma'am? How would you rate that?
I would say that's about a 6 or 7. I mean, we have pretty good public transportation. I don't use public transportation, but there are a lot of buses in this area.
I understand. What about access to affordable housing from a 0 to a 10?
I would say 3.
Okay. And public safety from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay.
And not in my area, but in Philadelphia in general, I would say 0.
No problem. Quality of education in public schools?
2.
All right. And the cost of rent from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay. And the condition of roads and infrastructure from a 0 to a 10?
Negative 10.
All right. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give that an 8.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better?
Getting worse.
Okay. And would you say that your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead, ma'am?
Falling below the cost of living.
Okay. I'm going to mention a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. I just want you to select 2 or 3 of these services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. For example, I have utilities, gas, electricity, recreation and entertainment, groceries, personal care, health care, including prescription drugs, gas, child care, rent, paying down debt, public transportation, education, any of those, ma'am? Any 3 of those?
What, that I think are what?
Well,
going up?
Mm-hmm, that you feel that these goods or services concern you the most when you think about your expenses.
Energy.
Energy.
Food.
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 Mm-hmm, okay.
And housing.
Housing. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Would you say you're not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Okay. Do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
Too little.
Too little? So far, thank you for your responses. Ma'am, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. I just want you to tell me whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not at all safer. For example, ma'am, the first one says, begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Why would they do, I mean, I have to know why they're doing that. Why are they declaring a public?
Oh, okay. It doesn't indicate, ma'am. It doesn't indicate, but that's okay. What about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles? Does that make you feel much
yes.
safer? Much safer?
No, I'm not safe. Don't feel safe when that's happening.
Okay. Would you say not at all safer or a little bit safer, somewhat safer? Or
not at all safer.
Okay.
Not at all.
I
mean, if they start cracking down on them, I would feel safer.
Arrest the boogers.
I heard that. All right, ma'am. Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Okay. And expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
It would make me feel safer if when they get footage of people committing crimes, they prosecute them. The problem in Philadelphia is they don't prosecute them. They give them a slap on the wrist and they let them back out in an hour.
Well, in that case, what would you say? Would you say that what I just read makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safe?
Could you read it again, please?
Sure. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries?
That would make me feel safer, again, if the crimes were prosecuted.
Would that be much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, ma'am?
A little bit safer.
And this one says, close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer?
Oh, that would make me feel, yes, very much safer.
All right. Thank you so far for your responses, ma'am. Moving on quickly, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently, like in your own words, ma'am?
Not a thing. We don't really watch legacy media, so we don't really see.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, we would like to know as well, ma'am. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. I just want you to indicate two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You can choose up to three, ma'am. For example, I have hire more police officers, reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education, get guns off the street, support more affordable housing, improve the city's infrastructure, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, foster small businesses and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, remove homeless encampments, invest in community development. Any of those?
Put more police on the streets, but again, when they arrest people, let them arrest people and then prosecute the people.
Okay.
My number one item would be to get rid of Larry Krasner and hire a district attorney that's going to prosecute crime.
I understand, ma'am. Your opinion is recorded on this. Thank you so much. Anything else, ma'am, or would you like me to read the options again?
Education is very important. If we educate our children.
Education. Okay. No problem.
And affordable housing.
Affordable housing. No problem, ma'am. All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, well, I'm going to mention a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Park's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, I just want you to tell me on a scale of a 0 to a 10 whether you would support or oppose each policy, ma'am. 10 means that you strongly support the policy. 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. All right, you can select any number from 0 to a 10. I'll be quick. The first one says, invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, ma'am?
0.
All right. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime. From a 0 to a 10?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Yes. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime. From a 0 to a 10?
9.
Okay. And add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents. From a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. From a 0 to a 10?
Good quality affordable housing?
Good quality housing across the streets. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units. And okay. And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. From a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. From a 0 to a 10?
10.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal?
Yes. 8.
8, okay. And invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
10.
Okay. And provide $100 million for treatment and Thrive facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness from a 0 to a 10?
6.
Okay. Moving on, and thank you so far for your responses. We're almost done. As you may know, ma'am, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office and in the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, would you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time? Would you support or oppose that, ma'am?
I'd support that.
All right. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And as you may know, ma'am, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs? Would you support or oppose it, ma'am?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools? Would you support or
I would not. I would not support that. No, I would somewhat not support it.
All right. Would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day, but I don't watch legacy media. I watch conservative media.
I understand. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you learn more towards, you lean more towards the Republican Party, or neither?
Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative, ma'am?
Very conservative.
Do you currently own your home? Do you rent it or do you live with a family or friends?
Own my home.
Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Are you heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, ma'am. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And below are some potential news sources, ma'am. I just want you to tell me up the three sources that you get most of your news from. I think you mentioned... we have New York Times. Go ahead.
Yeah. Newsmax.
Newsmax.
Fox
okay.
News.
Fox News.
And conservative talk radio.
Okay, and conservative talk radio. No problem, ma'am. All right. Well, last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say it was less than $25,000?
None of your business.
That's okay. I understand, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and your responses, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.